Yes, by nou by Enel 35, Laura Branigan in Solitaire, 23 minute na 12. So I have got a very special lady in the studio with me today. And what I love about this is Carol is involved with kids with special needs, and that is something that's very, very close to my heart. Carol is from the Namfarm Foundation Trust. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Colleen. And you?
Very good. I'm so happy that you're here today. And I've checked out the Facebook page for Namfarm Foundation Trust. If you haven't yet, go to Facebook right now. Search for Namfarm Foundation Trust. And then you will see why I'm so happy that Carol's here today. So just quickly, the background, Namfarm Foundation Trust. You're very involved with cleft lip and craniofacial operations
right.
on kiddies.
That's right.
How did that start?
Carleen, the foundation actually started in 2005. From 2005 to 2009, we were doing kids with cancer. And then another organization started taking care of those kiddies. So we didn't know exactly what to do. So, yeah, we did a bit of research and stuff like that. So in 2009, we realized that there was a need to start this project. So, it goes back to 2009 where we started specializing in children with facial deformities.
And I've seen some of the photos and the difference that makes. The difference that it must make to the life of that little kid.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's not easy. I know that a lot of those kids get hidden by the families. There's this whole stigma around it. And it's a little person. It's a little person inside
innocent
that little
child.
Body.
Yeah, innocent person. Innocent person. Because as I was telling you, off air just now, that some of the families disown these kids. And it's really sad because after the operation has been done, it's like, that's my child kind of thing. So it's also an education thing to say, look, don't disown your child. Don't hide your child. There is help out there. And, as you see on Facebook, the difference is huge. And the confidence levels as well. I think last week or something, I did post a girl that's a little bit older.
Yes, Isabella.
Her confidence is just amazing now. It's really amazing.
I saw that in the post that it says, with low self-confidence, we could not get a smile from Isabella, but today was a different story. We'll be closing her palate tomorrow, and she'll be able to speak audibly, and her confidence will be through the roof. And you can just see in those photos.
Yeah, because I was with her this morning, and I'm just telling her, Isabella, how do you feel? She's like, thank you. And now you can hear her speak.
Wow.
You can understand, let's put it that way. You can understand what she's saying.
That is incredible. Yeah. Something else that really, when I saw it, my heart just made, I don't know. Because there's a post on the Namfarm Foundation Trust that says, does your child look like this? And then there's a few photos of facial deformities. And then it says, please do contact us. Should you come to know of a child that has this deformity, we are here to help.
Yes.
Those words, we are here to help.
Yeah.
Do you know how incredible those words are?
That's the motto I live by. You know that saying that says, people, what is the saying about people that won't remember what you did for them, but they'll remember how you made them feel.
Yes.
So the difference for us, yes, we'll do the physical, appearance of things, but the feelings that these parents and these kids have is just on another level.
And it's about hope. You're giving hope.
Yes. No, and then they live a normal life, almost normal life. I mean, then there's just that small scar that you see that they've had that condition. But otherwise, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, I've got Carol here in the studio. I just have goosebumps all over because this is incredible. I really love what you're doing. We're quickly going to go back to the music, and then we're going to talk about the adventure that you can get involved with. And all of it is for this cause. It's an amazing cause. But let's hold up with that. I'll share more with you up next.
You kids and your fancy advertising.
It's undercover. Never let us slip away. This is where North in Spain over in all 3-5. And I have got the most incredible lady in the studio with me today. She's Carol, and she is from the Namfarm Foundation Trust, and they do incredible work with kids. Kids that, how do I say this? Kids with a cleft lip or craniofacial deformities. Carol, that must break your heart every day, but it must also make you so happy when see the results.
No, Colleen, it does. And I always tell people it's a 45-minute life-changing procedure, especially if it's a cleft lip. I mean, and yeah, that is, yeah.
But I'm sure the emotional part of it, because you don't just take the kitty there and then disappear again. You walk a path with this child. Can you give us a little bit of an indication or just background on an average case of a child?
Okay, basically we usually get the kids, they register with us when they're born. So I work with the maternity departments and the pediatric wards and stuff like that. When they pick up a child that has this condition, they call me and then we register the child. So if they're newborn, we usually work with a speech therapist that will basically teach them how to feed their baby, you know. Then when we're happy and the speech therapist is happy, that's when they get discharged. And I have to then monitor the growth of the child, you know, until the first operation is done.
And what age can you do the first operation?
Anything between, okay, we say about 5 to 6 months. But some of the kids grow quite quickly. So, you know, 5 or 6 kilograms as well. But we aim at about 6 months, you know, then it's yeah, from that time.
But having these facial deformities, I'm sure that has a very big effect on the kid's diet as well and the ability to eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, we've had a lot of cases where, especially if it's a cleft palate, because the palate is quite a big procedure. And also after that procedure, the child may not eat solids. So it's just clear liquids, you know, juice, tea, soups, jelly, those type of things. So within that week, the child is not getting, obviously, you know, the normal food. So before a palate, the child has to be 100% healthy and the right weight and stuff like that. So a lot of times we come across kids that are underweight and we cannot perform that palate procedure. So we actually work with the dietitians that have to guide them, okay, what to give the child. I think it's also like cooking oil and peanut butter and, you know, stuff with a lot of protein. So that's also a challenge that, that we have to walk that path with them, the feeding path.
The
with
feeding
them,
path.
If you want to put it that way, yes.
And you mentioned about a little girl that you actually spent a couple of months on to first get her up to the right weight.
Yes, yes. She had a bilateral cleft lip. By that I mean there's two openings on the lip. So we did the first side. We did one side and then we discharged her. But then when we brought her back, because it was a really severe one, when we brought her back for the second side to be operated on, she was extremely underweight. When we first met her, she could sit, she could stand, but when she came back for that second procedure, she couldn't sit anymore. She was too weak to sit.
What?
So it was just a social challenge, actually.
Yes.
But we had social workers that were intervening and helping the family. And we had to keep her here for about 3 months just to feed her to get the other side of her lip corrected.
Oh, yeah.
So now we have to bring her back earlier again just to make sure that she's healthy before the palate can be done.
Oh, so that must still be done.
Yes, the palate still needs to be closed. But we needed her, you know, just to give her time to grow a bit. And then, then we'll monitor and we'll check how is she now.
With all this incredible work that you do and all these kiddies that you've been helping, now, I love the fact that NAMFARM Foundation Trust is involved with this, but where do they get the funding from for this?
We have fundraising events. We have an annual fundraising event, which is the NAMFARM Foundation ride, adventure ride, and we also have amazing sponsors on board. We've got the First Rand Foundation from FNB, we've got Standard Bank coming on board, and we've also got Checkers. And smaller companies, obviously, that sponsor the adventure ride per se, not the foundation as a whole. You know, they just sponsor that function, that fundraising event.
We're going to take a quick song, and then we're going to get to the adventure part of this. So, as jy so 'n bietjie avontuurlustig voel en jy het 'n motorfiets, dan moet jy verseker verder luister. Is Peter Gabriel met Sledgehammer. Rachel Platten, Lone Ranger, still coming up. It's Carol visiting me in the studio from NAMFARM Foundation Trust. They do incredible work on kiddies with cleft lip and craniofacial deformities. They are truly changing lives in a glove that the market of Adel Beaker. It's Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer, on Nova 103.5. So, so in 19 minutes for Ian. Oor die nes, daar iets is wat na by my hart is dit kindertjies. Weerlose kindertjies wat hulp nodig het. children with special needs, and that's why Carol is here today. She's from the Namfarm Foundation Trust, and the work that they do with kiddies with craniofacial deformities and cleft lip problems. And do yourself a favor and go to their Facebook page. You'll find them under Namfarm Foundation Trust, and you'll see exactly what they do. But they also have a really cool fundraiser that happens every single year. This year is the 11th one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right, Carly. Yeah.
What exactly happens on this adventure ride?
Die mense keier.
Woody, I love, can I just tell people that you are from Zimbabwe?
Originally,
and I love
yes.
the fact that your Afrikaans is really not bad at all.
Ek probeer.
Well done, madame.
No, Carlin, okay, the adventure ride, okay, should I say fortunately or unfortunately? It's just a men's adventure ride. No women allowed, but it's okay. You know? It's okay. The men want to go out
the boys
and have
need
fun
their
and
time too.
Yeah, and be boys. So basically, it's if you've got an off-road bike, our entries are open until the end of July. And the fee is 10,000 rand, but, you know, people mustn't go, ooh, 10,000. Everything is included. So you just get onto your bike and you ride. So we'll do the food, we'll do the tents, putting up the tents, taking down the tents, and we've got a route that's already worked out. So, yeah, no, it's an awesome opportunity to do something fun, but behind it there's a good cause as well.
And it's a seven-day trip. It's from the 10th of September to the 17th of September.
That's right. Mm.
And you've got everything, so you don't even need to pack your tent. You don't need to worry about food. Jy gaan ry maar net saam met die manne en geniet dit vir daai sewe dae. So from where to where does this ride take place?
They're going to Divundu this year.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yes, yeah. So they leave on Saturday the 10th at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and they get back on Saturday the 17th around about lunchtime. So it's a week, and we've booked a couple of lodges along the way, and yeah, so the guys get there, they have their meals, and like I said, their tents already set up, and yeah, it's just a jol.
I'm assuming with all the organization that goes into this that there would be a limit to how many people can actually go on this trip.
That's right.
Are there still loads of places available?
No, let's not say loads, because no, we don't really want to turn anybody away, but our maximum is 25 logistically. It's a comfortable number to arrange, you know, transport or, you know, accommodation and things like that. And I mean, if it's a big group, then that bond or that care aspect, you know, it goes a bit. So yeah, 25 is our maximum.
And how awesome is that? That would be such a great boys' week away, where you don't have to worry about anything. You just switch off, get away from city, get away from everything else. There's any natuur, and you're having fun, and you know that what you're doing right now is actually really for a good cause.
That's right.
Unlike kindertjies wat help word, die fondse kom uit hierdie uit.
No, for sure, Carlin. And I mean, in the past, we've had a lot of guys that have done it for continuously. And I mean, you know, I've got some names that now they had, obviously, not that the time is up, but yeah, they needed to take a backseat now. But what's happened with some of them, instead of being on the bike, they now want to be backup. So they don't want to miss out. They still want to go. So we've made room for them to come on as a backup team.
Oh, you know, that's so awesome. What else would you like everyone listening right now to know about this adventure ride that's going to happen, and also about the work that you do?
Don't get me started. Like I said earlier, you know, once I start talking about the foundation, you can't stop me. The adventure ride, I just want to encourage people, especially the men, like I said, you know, even the wives, encourage your husbands to be on this trip.
Because the wives also want a bit of time on their own with the husband, aren't they? Let's be honest about this.
No, what's funny, Colleen, one of the couples there said, no, if I agree for him to go on this trip, then I need a Cape Town trip. So some of them, that's their, like, thank you for letting us go. But honestly, I mean, if you speak to some of the guys that have been on this trip, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome trip. And we've got, an awesome team behind it, and the vibe between the guys is just amazing. It's really amazing. So, just to say, don't miss out. They must get on board, because I don't want them to enter too late and then, you know, then we turn them away or whatever the case may be.
En is nog genoeg tyd. Ek meen, gebeur in September, so jy het nog genoeg tyd om jou verlof in te sit as jy nodig het om verlof te vat en al jou planne te maak sodat jy beskikbaar kan wees van die 10de September tot die 17de September. Dink nie daaraan. Jy, 'n paar ander manne op julle motorfietse in die natuur. Ag, dit klink amazing.
Boys can be boys.
Nee? Now, if you want to go, you can send Carol an email, carol@namfarmfoundation.org.na, but I think they're based on the easiest is probably just go to Facebook and type in Nam Farm Foundation Trust. Alles wat jy nodig het is daar. And if you can't do that, then send me a message at 083-000-1035. That's our studio number via Telegram, and I will make sure that you get all the detail that you need.
Thanks,
now, for just a last question to you.
Mm-hmm.
You, this trip is now for the guys only. Now, if someone like me wants to get involved, how do I do that? Is there something coming up?
That is actually a secret. Okay. what do they say? Watch the space. Yes, for a couple of years now, we've been wondering what can we do for the ladies. So there is something up our sleeves. But in due course, we will come back on air. We will work with you guys.
I like that.
Just to inform the ladies what they can do to get involved and also have a fun weekend.
So I hope it's an adventure weekend too, because I know a lot of ladies who like adventure.
My mouth is sealed for now. But yeah, soon, yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Carol, for what you do and what the Nam Farm Foundation does in this country. You really do make this world a better place for each and every one of those little kiddies. And I know that you see a lot of heartache as well, and I know it's not always easy to do this job. Mm. Please don't quit, because we need people like you.
No, thank you so much. Okay, and before I go, I also just want to mention that Jetix is also on board for the adventure, right? They give us their, I don't know how long that truck is, but everything gets loaded on that truck. And yeah, also just to say thanks to them for reaching out and being with us, yeah.
I love how the corporates are all getting involved and taking hands, and that's what we need. Mm. We need to make this world better.
Yeah, for sure.
That's Carol from the Nam Farm Foundation Trust in studio with me today. Do yourself a favor, go and have a look at the Facebook page, see what they do, get involved. And it's a fun way to get involved. It's the 11th Nam Farm Foundation Adventure Ride that's happening from the 10th of September to the 17th of September. The entry fee is $10,000 per rider, but this includes your accommodation, includes your food, everything that you will need on this trip. You think you should thank you up this morning. You're doing it for you.
It's wild, yeah.
We're going to get back to the music. Here's Rachel Platten with Lone Ranger. 12 minute voor 1, amper middag het die tyd. Onthou, verkeersnuus na 083-000-1035 via Telegram.